Historia Canadiana is recorded on the unceded lands of the Kanien'kehá:ka First Nation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another rousing episode of Pop Canada, the show where we take a deep dive into Canada's place on the cultural landscape of today and discuss how it does its best to remain relevant. As always, I am joined by the co-host with the most, Patrick.
Do you want to know how I started my day today?
How'd you start your day?
With existential dread.
Why? Isn't that usually me?
Yes, but this time, today, I'm officially closer to 30 than I am 20, so I died a bit inside.
Oh, dang. So you're, wait, oh, right. Was it your birthday?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Happy birthday. Is it on? You don't have the Facebook notification set up, do you?
No, I don't.
That's why I didn't know. I feel bad now.
It's fine. But yeah, anyway, that was my existential dread of the morning. Anyway, let's talk about our topic. What are we talking about today?
Yes, today we will be talking about a piece of Canadian iconography that has lived and endured throughout the ages. A delicacy that anybody outside this country doesn't seem to actually understand why it's so important.
The RCMP?
Oh, no, that's a different episode entirely. No, that requires Historia Canadiana levels of formality to discuss.
Fair enough.
I want to warn you guys right now, you will most likely get hungry today, because today we are talking about poutine.
I'm already hungry.
So grab your gravy, fries, and cheese curds.
And only cheese curds.
Only actual brown gravy and cheese curds. Because let's talk about poutine.
Is the brown gravy the most important part?
No, we'll get into that.
Okay.
This is going to be a big debate on what constitutes a poutine. And I'm happy to have that discussion.
Why is this a debate?
Because it's what we have, man. It's what we have at this point.
It's fine.
All right. So, but first, let's introduce it.
Yeah.
For anybody here who's listening in who's not a Canadian or is in Canada but lived under a rock.
Yeah, who somehow has not had it.
Yeah. There's a lot of different variations on the classic poutine. At a minimum, it is French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. You can put it in a bowl. You can put it on a plate. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it.
You absolutely cannot put it on a plate. I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
French fries, cheese curds, gravy. Not like, it's not shredded cheese. It's not sliced cheese. It's not a white sauce. It's not a bechamel sauce or whatever the fuck the person did on that YouTube video.
I was about to mention that YouTube video. I still think of that one. It's so funny.
It's not like the potatoes aren't mashed. They're not boiled. They're not like scalloped potatoes, French fries. Okay. Wedges are acceptable.
Are they?
That is the,
yes,
the one
they
thing
are
I will
acceptable.
Say. That's potato true. Wedges That's are true. Acceptable.
Do you accept extra toppings?
Yes.
Okay.
100. I as long as the base exists, I am fine with extra toppings. I love extra toppings on poutine because that's how we elevate the art form.
Fair enough. Yeah. But I feel like in reference to that video, that infamous video of a guy.
Yeah, so do you want to explain what this video is?
I don't know on what platform it was on. I think it was like Vine or whatever when that was a thing. It was like this guy had asked a pro chef to just make poutine. He's a Quebecois guy who just online asked a chef who is doing this kind of ask me anything of just cook me anything. And he said, okay, can you make a poutine? And the chef just went way too hard on it. It was
he looked it up. He was trying to figure out like what poutine is. And
yeah,
it was just...
but what he ended up with was this abomination of a poutine where it was, the idea was there, but everything was wrong.
He changed
it. It wasn't the right potatoes. It was, I think it was, what are they called? Not hash browns, but tater tots. I think that's what he used, or like the equivalent of tater tots.
Yeah, the fancy version of tater tots, like diced potatoes, a white sauce,
and he had
shredded
some,
or powdered cheese or whatever. Like,
yeah, and it was some. He added like some green onions to it and everything. Like he was really going hard on it. And what's really funny about this video is the guy's reaction who asked him to do it, because with every single step, you see his soul dying a bit inside and he's just going
you
red.
You see the soul get removed from the body.
Like you couldn't have
apart
asked.
And, like Laffy Taffy and just twisted.
Couldn't
it's
have asked
hilarious.
For a better exorcism. It was just this guy dying inside.
And like, to be fair, the dish looked fine.
Oh yeah, it looks good.
Patrick, was it poutine?
No.
God, no.
There was
one variation on the base that we'll talk about when we get there.
Fair enough. Okay.
There's one variation on the base. It's in the notes.
Mm-hmm.
So do you even like poutine though? Do you enjoy it?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't eat it on a weekly basis, but I do appreciate it once in a while. For me, it's comfort food.
Yeah, exactly. It's something I get. Like, my ideal situation is having poutine. It's a very Canadian one, but during the winter, you're out for a long day in the winter doing your winter activities, shoveling snow, whatever. You come back inside, and for lunch, you have a nice hot poutine.
Right.
Doesn't that sound like a good time?
That sounds like a wonderful winter time.
That is idyllic Canadian day out in the countryside.
Okay, so here's a question for you. You keep saying Canadian dish. Is it?
So let's start with that. Let's get into the history of poutine.